From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints limits its priesthood ordinations to men and boys 12 and older. And while the church's positions on some longstanding policies have evolved in recent years, the group Ordained Women found little flexibility on the issue at the church's general conference this past weekend. KUER's Dan Bomas has the story.
A crowd of about 200 people gathered in City Creek Park east of Temple Square on Saturday afternoon, ready to make a statement about the exclusion of women from the priesthood and from its semi-annual meeting, the priesthood session of General Conference. Katie Kelly, the group's founder and organizer, told the group they represent Mormon women everywhere.
I welcome everyone here today. There are people who have come here specifically for this event from Germany, from Idaho, from Florida, from New York, from Illinois. From
Heidi
Texas.
Doggett came from Lafayette, California.
I have two children, girls, who are actually some of my main motivators in being involved with the Mormon feminist movement. I need to make the church a place where I feel like I can send them and that they're going to learn to love themselves and everything about themselves and not have to try and fit themselves into this set of criteria that may or may not actually be them.
Nadine Hansen from Cedar City says she's been asking questions about the church's policy for 30 years, and she recalled struggles within the Anglican Church over the same issue.
The Archbishop of Canterbury said words to the effect that we are in danger of not being heard when the only doors that are closed to women are the doors at the church.
May we remember the many amazing women who have gone before us. Emma, Emmeline, Eliza, Martha, Zina. May we carry them with us.
After a prayer and some instructions on avoiding confrontations, the group marched a block down the street and through the gates of Temple Square to the line where standby tickets to the priesthood session would be made available to men and boys. There they encountered Ruth Todd, a public relations spokesperson for the church. She told them the meeting was all about strengthening the men of the church.
That we won't be able to offer you a ticket or a place to see it. But we are so glad that you're here. Welcome to Temple Square. We hope you have a wonderful conference.
As they had promised, the Ordained Women group left quietly when they were refused admission to the priesthood session, while Todd explained the decision to reporters.
Millions of women in this church do not share the views of this small group that has come and organized this protest today. And some of the members feel this is very divisive as well. But even so, these are our sisters, and we want them in our church. And we hope that they'll find the peace and joy we all seek in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The priesthood session went ahead as scheduled, streamed on the church website and broadcast on regular TV channels for the first time. Ordained Women and its demonstration weren't mentioned, though Elder Neil Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles touched on the issue in his talk on Sunday afternoon.
We sometimes overly associate the power of the priesthood with men in the church. The priesthood is the power and authority of God, given for the salvation and blessing of all men, women, and children.
The organizers of Ordained Women say they intend to continue knocking on the door, whether or not it's opened. Dan Bomas, KUER News.